works with the Des Moines Register, works with Grinnell College in the eastern part of that state. She came out with some whoppers overnight. Here we go. Disapproval number for Joe Biden is at 57%. That's a new high for this poll, okay? Suburban women at 46%. How's that shake down, all right, come November? Here's another one. Trump favorability is now at 46% in their poll, which is up 8 points since March of last year. Your take on that, Mark?
So, as I was describing the change in the parties, the Republican Party has been the party of the working class. They started losing suburban women with Trump, but gaining working class voters. And they had super majorities of the minority groups. If he starts losing with suburban women, too, on top of losing the working class, and minority voters are dispirited and are turning on him, he's toast.
Wow. Wow. More on that story, obviously, as we move along this morning. Also, we're going to talk about the deadline. Now, 4 days and counting to Donald J. Trump losing his assets in New York State. It looks like it's going to go right down to the wire. What happens? Will courts intercede? We'll get the legal perspective from Alina Haba, the attorney for Donald J. Trump. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Running Rebels are not done yet. They traveled cross-country to get their first postseason win in 16 years. It was an upset over Princeton in New Jersey in the first round of the NIT tournament. Final score 84-77. That win gives UNLV a home game against Boston College this weekend in the second round. 6:30 tip-off on Sunday at the Thomas & Mack. UNLV women's basketball will make a road trip this weekend in the first round of the NC2A tournament. The 10th-seeded Lady Rebels take on number 7 Creighton in Los Angeles. The Golden Knights cling to the final playoff spot in the Western Conference. It's a 3-point lead over Minnesota for the second wild card. The Seattle Kraken are in town tonight. Puck drops at 7:30 at the Fortress.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the... AM 670, talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt, and I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a minor problem in the downtown Las Vegas area, 95 southbound Casino Center, an accident there. It's off to the right, but you're going to see a lot of curiosity slowdown mixed in with the normal volume there. 95 southbound, again, at Casino Center Boulevard's exit ramp there, off to the right. Still working a wreck in the southwest at Cactus and Jones, but otherwise moved along safely on I-15, 215, and Summerlin Parkway so far. Going to be a little bit warmer today with sunny skies and afternoon temperatures that get to 80 degrees. 55, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I can't believe it. It's coming up tomorrow. We've been talking about it for weeks now. We're talking about Sinatra and Streisand together at the Aliante. Two nights only, tomorrow and Saturday. It's my buddy Robbie Howard and Sharon Owens, two really good people and two of the top tribute artists in the world, coming together for award-winning music and hilarious banter. They are so funny together. They really are. Advance tickets on sale right now at Ticketmaster. That's tomorrow and Saturday at the Aliante. I can't wait for it. I want you to hear from Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters normally asks the questions. He answered questions yesterday on Fox. He was promoting his book. And he was on with Bill Hemmer. And this, by the way, is cut number four. Referring to the Biden House impeachment hearings. Really good stuff. Listen to this.
So, Jesse, good morning to you. Your take on what you're watching right now.
Well, Bubba Linsky was strong. He came in and said that Joe Biden's brother lied, Hunter lied in these depositions. He had meetings with Joe Biden at the Four Seasons in Los Angeles. And if everything was kosher, why is the Biden family blatantly lying about meetings that took place? They had a deposition with Hunter. The investigators asked Hunter Biden, did you pay for your father's household expenses over 100 times? And Hunter Biden said, I don't know. I can't answer. It's a lot of unanswered questions so far.
Another one also being about the loans supposedly from Joe Biden to his brother. And I don't know what you think of that.
Yeah, the accountant, Eric Sherwin, who Joe Biden never paid. I've never heard of an accountant who you don't pay, said that there was no evidence that he had seen, and he handed all of Joe Biden's finances, that there was ever a loan given that needed to be repaid.
It looks like Bob Alinsky came ready to play. And the allegation he delivered toward the end of that statement about Hunter Biden proved that his uncle Jim Biden lied. Republicans would be well off if they would put this transcript that he's referring to on a board, on an easel. So people can take it in for themselves.
We saw with the January 6th Commission how they had a lot of bells and whistles. They produced these hearings with the help of some Hollywood production people. And I'm not saying they have to go Fox News style, but you do have to show some sort of visual evidence to keep the audience engaged.
I would
maybe
offer.
Maybe a Bill Hemmer montage.
Maybe at the billboard, right?
I would offer
that Republicans don't run these hearings nearly as well as Democrats do.
Yes. They still don't even have the offshore banking records. They still do not have the credit card records. So we're still waiting to see about 50% of the financial records that they haven't been able to get their hands on. And once you have all of that, you have the checking accounts, you have offshore, and you have credit cards, that's when you put up a nice big collage and just show everybody how it all connects. It should be pretty simple. We know every time they are given diamonds, they lose them. So that might be hard to show.
What about Hunter's, either it's a strategy or it's a game? He's coming to the hearing, he's not coming to the hearing. He demands a public hearing, then he won't show up at the hearing. And how are the Republicans, are they sort of been leading around by the nose by Biden?
Well, we knew it was going to be a stunt when he showed up the last time and pretended like he wanted to be there. And then when he was given the opportunity to be there, he's a no-show. We know how this is, Dana. He doesn't want to have to answer questions in public. His father doesn't want to answer questions in public. Every time his father answers a question about it, he lies.
Yeah, Jesse Waters answering questions rather than asking them yesterday on Fox News Channel. Stick around, more to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall, the program live and local right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner. Public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back back our country and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is live and local, everything you need to know to start your day. Thank you so much for beginning your day with us. We have so much fun in the morning, and it all begins 6:05. We'll do it again tomorrow as well. Pat Casale will join us at the top of the hour, the owner of the MultiCare Group, and he's got great news. I don't know what it's about, but I'm told he's got some great news for us that he's going to share with our audience coming up at the top of the hour. So make sure you are with us at 7:05. Alina Haba is, I think, a great representative for Donald J. Trump. She is one of the attorneys of record in New York and elsewhere. She was on with Martha McCallum, and we're trying to find out what's going on with the $450 million judgment levied against Donald J. Trump by that judge in New York. The big question is, yesterday, I think it was 5 days to the deadline. Today, it's 4 days to the deadline. This is Alina Haba, cut number five, with Martha McCallum on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Tell me a little bit about where you are in this process, because in terms of the appeals happening or the appeals court deciding, the appellate division deciding that perhaps they're going to make some modifications to this judgment.
Right. Well, our argument in front of the appellate division is that forcing him to sell prized properties such as Trump Tower, iconic properties like 40 Wall Street, to pursue his appeal is manifest injustice, and it deprives him of that due process that we are all entitled to. So imagine you can't reverse selling off Trump Tower on a fire sale at a discounted price. We can't fix that if we win on an appeal. So it's complete injustice. And only a handful of sureties, as we stated, are approved by the United States Department of Treasury to even underwrite bonds of this size. So of those, even those very limited handful amounts, they're limited to policies with even single bonds up to maybe $100 million. None of them accept hard assets. They require cash or cash equivalents, such as marketable securities. The ask of Judge Engoron is completely ridiculous. He knew that, or if he didn't know that, then he should have educated himself on it. But it is intentionally to interfere in the election, to hurt President Trump, to try and ruin his company and ruin a person and a family whose private company, not public company, has made the skyline of New York changed forever and made so many jobs, created jobs, taxes to New York. It's a disgrace, yeah. Martha. So we're waiting on those reasons that we've stated in our appeal and many more. But that's just a summary of what we're waiting on the appellate division to do.
Alina, do you have any sense of whether or not the appellate division is sympathetic to this argument and what their time frame might be to respond to it? Because 5 days is not that much time.
No, it's not that much time. And we pressed the fact that this is urgent. And I will say the appellate division has been great in looking at these things in a timely manner. There were days where we've taken things to the appellate division and waited to be heard, and they heard us. They definitely, we can tell, have listened to our arguments fairly. You know, don't forget, this case, the judge had a trial where he disregarded the appellate division that shortened the statute of limitations here and said that this case was limited and that he just disregarded it. So that in itself should, you know, to me, just put his nose, this judge put his nose up to the appellate division, disregarded the rule of law, disregarded the higher court. And in that alone, you know, they should take that into account, let alone the other injustices that we saw for
Understood.
Those 11 weeks in trial.
Alina, I want to play something for you quickly from The View and get a quick thought from you on this. And then I'm going to swing over to Jonathan Turley. So let's play what how excited the hosts at The View are about all of this. Watch.
Is Letitia James going to go, like, put a chain on Trump Tower?
Nobody wants to lend him the money in this country anyway. Who knows what's going to happen with Russia and Saudi Arabia?
I can't wait to see the chains on Trump Tower, actually, on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, what's your response to the glee around the table on this, Alina?
They're poster women for Trump derangement syndrome, and they should seek help. That's my thoughts on that. I mean, it's pathetic. Why would you want the country to be in demise? People that think like this, the hatred, I hope they go to church and pray on that, or whoever they pray to, because I don't hold hatred like that towards anybody, frankly. And I think that people to say disgusting things like that on national television and not care about the people that work there, not to care about the jobs that they create, is a really sad state of affairs.
Is there any effort on the part of your team to secure this money through another country, Saudi Arabia or Russia, as Joy Behar seems to think?
Well, there's rules and regulations that are public. I can't speak about strategy that require certain things, and we have to follow those rules. Like I said, this is manifest injustice. It is impossible. It's an impossibility. I believe they knew that. I think that's why mid-trial, frankly, they changed their ask from $250 million to the ridiculous amount of money that they've asked for. I think everything is done intentionally. I do not doubt that the witch hunt, that the election interference goal is what was ringing steady and loudly and true throughout all these trials, frankly. And we're seeing it. It's the demise of our country, not the demise of Trump. So we'll handle it as we always have and keep our heads up and keep working hard.
That's Alina Haba, the attorney for Donald J. Trump. Byron Donalds is a rising superstar in the Republican Party. He's a congressman from the great state of Florida. And, you know, they were talking about Ron DeSantis and his decision to get, you know, if Haitian refugees come ashore in the state of Florida, he is going to send them directly to another beach in Martha's Vineyard. This is cut number one, Byron Donalds on Fox yesterday. Here we go.
Governor Ron DeSantis in an interview suggested that the transportation system is up and running in the Sunshine State, and that if Haitians begin to land on Florida shores en masse, they may be quickly transported to other beaches in Martha's Vineyard. Do you support that?
I do. Look, the fact of the matter is what's happening in Haiti is yet another disaster of Joe Biden and his foreign policy. Late to the game, asleep at the wheel, not knowing what's going on, and catastrophe strikes. The people of Florida should not be left with the burden of migrants coming from Haiti because of Joe Biden's dereliction of his duty. So that needs to be spread around the country. If it's Martha's Vineyard, so be it. The bigger issue we are having is that because of Joe Biden's reckless border policy, you don't have room in the United States to take in people seeking asylum from Haiti because of the actual catastrophe there. Joe Biden's letting 10 million illegal immigrants into the country with no real cause, no real reason, and now the country is overwhelmed. This is Joe Biden's fault, and so we need to make sure in Florida that Florida is protected. So I agree with the governor and his stance.
I think it's a great idea. And I think the last time they sent refugees to Martha's Vineyard, they lasted, I think, about 30 minutes, and then they were shipped off. They said, no, we don't want them. No, 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 no. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no-obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Thursday, the latest Trump controversy is about Israel, a country under siege, as you know. And as you will remember, then-President Trump moved the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, symbolizing America's commitment to Jewish tradition. On the whole, the Trump administration had a strong relationship with Israel. The Biden administration does not, because the progressive left sees Israel as an oppressor of the Palestinian people. And President Biden is totally dependent on the far left for campaign money and organizational ability. He will never defy them. Enter New York Senator Charles Schumer, the most powerful Jewish politician in the country. Last week, he publicly called for the Netanyahu government to step aside. It was a stunning insult that had to be approved by President Biden. Schumer was a proxy. The USA is Israel's most important ally, and now the relationship is frayed, to say the least. The Biden administration certainly can advise Netanyahu in the war against Hamas, but it should be done privately. Donald Trump believes that Democrats are biased against Israel and is scolding secular American Jews who support the Dems. For that opinion, Trump is being branded anti-Semitic, which is ridiculous and defamatory. Back after this. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We're still sifting through the Emerson College poll that was released just about this time yesterday. In it, two very interesting facts. One, Trump 44, Biden 41. This is in Nevada. And in the U.S. Senate race, Jackie Rosen leads Sam Brown, but only 41%. To 39%. That's the latest Emerson College polling, KLAS-TV, The Hill poll. But what is interesting about the presidential race, there's still 15% undecided. 15%. And what that tells me is that both campaigns are going to be doing their level best to court the 15%. By the way, in the Senate race, the Jackie Rosen leading Sam Brown 41-39. I will tell you there, the undecideds are 21%. 21%. Stay where you are. Coming up, Pat Casale. He says he's got good news. No, correction. He has great news. I don't know what that is, but we'll find out together. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem-solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting. And